Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to AGI Greenpac Limited, formerly known as HSIL Limited, Q4 and FY 2022 earnings call. As a reminder, all participants' line will be in a listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we begin, I would like to remind all participants that some of the statements or comments made on today's call may be forward-looking in nature. These may include, but are not necessarily limited to, financial projections or other statements of the company's plan, objectives, expectations, or intentions. The company disclaims any obligation to update these forward-looking statements to reflect future events or developments. Kindly refer to slide number 21 of the earnings presentation for a detailed disclaimer. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Rahul Jain from Dolat Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and we welcome all the participants to AGI Greenpac Limited, formerly known as HSIL Limited, Q4 FY 2022 earnings call hosted by Dolat Capital. Joining us today from the management side, Mr. Om Prakash Pandey, AGI Greenpac Limited CFO, Mr. Rajeev Khosla, President and CEO, AGI Glasspack and Garden Polymer, Mr. Sandeep Sikka, Group CFO. Now, I will hand over the call to Mr. Om Prakash Pandey for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to AGI Greenpac Q4 and FY 2022 earnings call. I hope you and your loved ones are staying safe and healthy. We have already circulated our earnings presentation, which is available on our website as well as the stock exchange's website. I'm sure you would have gone through the presentation, and we would be happy to take any question afterwards. I would like to highlight that company has changed its name from HSIL Limited to AGI Greenpac Limited. The rebranding exercise is in sync with our transformational journey and reflects our current growth strategy and product portfolio as we become a focused packaging product player. The company has undertaken a strategic restructuring program that has been implemented in the last quarter. With a clear vision to be a focused packaging product player, we have divested building product division through slump sale transaction, and now the packaging business is the core business of the company. The transition has been consummated from the closing hours of 31st March 2022, and the slump sale consideration subject to closing date adjustment is around 700 crore. As of 31st March 2022, rupees 109 crore received as advance under slump sale, and the balance slump sale consideration is being paid post 31st March 2022, which will be utilized to reduce borrowings. We have also started trial production at our greenfield facility at Mundra for specialty glass, which has a total capacity of 154 TPD and has one new furnace and five manufacturing lines. These initiatives are expected to augment our efforts of fulfilling our vision to remain the most profitable glass packaging company in India. Now, I would like to present the financial performance highlights. Kindly note that the building product division, which has been classified as discontinued operation, and the previous period financials have been restated accordingly. In Q4 FY 2022, the company delivered revenue from operation of 711 crore compared to 633 crore in Q4 FY 2021, a growth of 12.2% on year-on-year basis. Net profit stood at 100 28 crore compared to rupees 33 crore in Q4 FY21, a growth of 386.4% on year-on-year basis. If we look at continued operations, total income was 453 crores compared to rupees 419 crore Q4 FY21, a growth of 8.3% on year-on-year basis and 13.6% on sequential basis. The revenue growth was primarily driven by an increase in glass container packaging volume by 10%, led by growing demand for glass bottles from liquor and pharma industries. EBITDA during the quarter was rupees 93 crore, a growth of 5.1% on year-on-year basis. The company continued to maintain a strong EBITDA margin of 20.5% despite the sharp jump in commodity and fuel prices and inflation costs. Profit before exceptional item was 57 crores with a margin of 12.6%. Net profit from continued operation for the quarter was 38 crores with a margin of 8.4%. On a full year basis, the company delivered total income of rupees 1,473 crore, a growth of 15.7% on year-on-year basis, EBITDA of 307 crore with margin of 20.8%. Profit before exceptional item was rupees 179 crore, a margin of 12.1%. Now, I would like to take you through the building product division. The building product division has delivered revenue from operation of rupees 279 crore in Q4 FY22, registering a growth of 29.2% on year-on-year basis, and EBIT was rupees 26 crore with a margin of 9.2%. Revenue growth for the period was primarily due to a revival in business, a general macroeconomic environment, and an uptick in the real estate sector. In light of the company performance, the board of directors have recommended a dividend of rupees 5 per share for FY22, subject to approval from the shareholders. This will be equivalent to a payout of 250% on face value. Now, I will hand over the call to Mr. Khosla to talk about packaging product design.
Thank you, Mr. Pandey. The packaging product division, which now represents the core and overall business of the company, saw growth in production, capacity utilization, sales volume, and revenue during the quarter. Revenue from operation was 438 crores in Q4 year 22, registering a growth of 4.6% on year-on-year basis and 10% on quarter-on-quarter basis. EBIT was 76 crores with margins of 17.4%. The revenue growth is supported by increasing demand from the food, alcohol, beer, beverages, and pharmaceutical industries. The period also saw margin pressure from cost inflation, presence in commodity and raw material pricing, but strong operational efficiencies in the manufacturing process have helped us to mitigate the same. We have begun trial production of our greenfield specialty glass facility of 154 ton per day in the year 22 Q4. We will manufacture high-quality specialty glass products catering to the industries such as pharmaceutical, vials, perfumery, cosmetic, high-end liquor customers spreading all over the world and particularly in the USA side of the geography. Australia and the European countries also will be on our target list. We also have successfully produced and dispatched our first consignment, direct shipment to the USA market. We enter the fiscal year with a confidence in delivering a sustainable growth and creating a long-term value for our shareholders. Post this investment, post-divestment, we are now a pure-play packaging company and with a single focus on core business. We will be reinforcing the company preliminary strategic plan of improving efficiency, effectiveness, and profitability. Thank you very much, and we are now ready to take the questions from all people.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star one on your touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Zakin Asir with Retail Investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Sikka and team AGI, I think it's a good set of numbers considering the environment, sir.
Yeah.
Sir, since we've now the packet, the building product division has been hived off, and as per the investor presentation, the trial runs for the new 150-ton plant has started. How would you see the quarterly run rate from now on, sir? That is my first question. Second would be the 600 crores which is pending from Somani Home. When is that amount expected, and how has would it be deployed, and what would put the finance cost in AGI during the current year, sir? And I think last con call we also said that the new facility which is being added, the EBITDA margins will be much better. I mean, could you also please throw some light on that? Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Rakesh. So we'll start with the second question first, and then I'll request Mr. Khosla to give a broad guidance. Although from the confidentiality side, we generally don't give very short-term guidance, but we'll give an overall guidance as such. So if you see, we have a total, when we did the slump sale in the month of January 2022, we had a total slump sale consideration at 630 crores. But this was subject to closing rate adjustments. And post the closing rate adjustments, the slump sale consideration is now working at around 700 crores, 699 point something. And against this 700 crores, Bridoka Limited, as on 31st March 2022, had already given us an advance of 109 crores. And balance money is being paid in the due course as a part of the settlement procedure. So if you see the total debt in the balance sheet of AGI Greenpack, what is appearing is 1156 crores. So if you subtract 700 crores minus 109 crores, so balance will be reduced, and balance the debt after the settlement should be around 566 crores if we give the full effect of the slump sale on the settlement of the debt. So this will be the total debt including long-term and short-term loans. The weighted average cost of debt of all the debt of which we are carrying today, which includes both rupee term loan, ECB loans, and some sale tax deferral loans are there. The weighted average cost right now is working at 5.25% to us, wherein rupee term loans are at 6.5%, and then ECBs and other things make it much lower. As far as your question on the future growth is concerned, I would request Mr. Khosla, if you can give a broad guidance on the volume growth, and both from the new project as well as the existing operations and the value. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sikka. As very rightly told, the new project, which is 150 ton per day, so it will be producing approximately 4,000 ton a month. And now this plant is on a trial, fully operational, fully settled, and we already have the customers. The material has started getting shipped out. So we hope so that plant will be operating in the first half of this financial year at around 85% of the capacity utilization, this new plant. So the volumes can be approximately anywhere between 3,000 to 3,500 tons per month in addition to our normal volumes, what we have been doing. Regarding our normal business, which we call a commercial glass business, we do expect a volume upside of approximately 7 to 8% in this financial year. So those numbers, 7 to 8% will be higher in this year, plus the new project will deliver around 3,000 to 3,500 tons. So maybe 7 plus approximately 5% on a volume term will be approximately 10 to 12% upside on the volume you will be able to see in the near future. And anything else to be answered?
Sir, regarding the margins in the new facility, sir, we had discussed that they will be higher. And also the realizations of this new plant, I believe it's a fine glass plant, what you have put. So the realization will also be higher, I guess. So would it be possible to, once it is fully operational, cross that magic number of 500 crores a quarter?
We wish. And we wish the same, that we should cross this magic number of 500 crores. But every journey will take its time. Regarding a margin, the realization is absolutely higher than the normal glass. It is double the margin of the normal glass. But on the other side, the cost is also high when we produce in the specialty glass. Looking to the uncertainty in everywhere in the energy sector, in the other sectors, in the commodity sector. So projecting on a static angle, the margins will certainly go up. But projecting on a dynamic angle, when we see the overall markets, it is quite difficult to say. But we are certainly and very hopeful that the margins will be better than what we have already done last year.
Thank you, sir. And sir, the price of natural gas has gone up. And our plant, our AGI plant, has the capacity to shift into different means of energy. So, how would you try and control the energy cost from the next quarter? Because I think we are already touching 100 crores of power and fuel against our normalized 60-65 crores. What we do. So, what is your views and opinions on that front, sir?
Something is in our hands. Something is beyond our control. The beyond our control is the prices of the natural gas, prices of the fuel, which are quite regulated by the government. Where we cannot do anything much. We just have to wait for the right numbers to come there. What is in our hand is we can always be on a outlook where we see that what is the right mix of the fuel which we use and we can save some money. Secondly, we are doing a lot of exercises where we are trying to increase the effectiveness, efficiency, productivity of our material, of the fuel and other things. Even in those cases, the managerial decisions are being taken where all sort of energy audits or energy efficient things are being added up. Even we are trying to work out with the best of the agencies globally to suggest or to implement or to guide us what we should be do to save the energy. Regarding price of the energy, of course, it is beyond our hand. But saving the energy, using less fuel, we are doing all of our best to do that. And that is also one of the reasons that the margins, what we have seen in the last year, are much, much ahead of the expected and the situation which was existing last year.
Yes, last quarter, I think you all did a commendable job seeing the prices. And sir, what about the plant shutdown? My last question is, what about the plant shutdown? You were going to take a small break. Has that happened? And is the plant back on track?
The overall situation in the global industry is not good. So even if we would have taken a plant shutdown, we may not be getting the right materials to rebuild our furnaces. So what we have
done? Some maintenance shutdown was there 15 days. So has that happened?
Those are small things. These are all operational things which go on. So these are nothing to be special to be highlighted to the investors on that goal. So
the operational days. One question wherein one of the furnaces was built, rebuilt last year. So that
yes,
is
one of the furnaces here. That is complete.
Yes, that has been rebuilt.
Oh, okay. Sir, to say furnace number 5. Oh, that is already over. Yes. That is already yes. over, and they are working quite well, and we are getting the full production with that.
Fantastic.
So, but you are talking of 15 days shutdown. So those are the marginal shutdowns which are coming. So it is a 3 months furnace rebuild shutdown you are talking. That is already over, sir.
And sir, very conservatively considering what you've given 7 to 8% growth and 10 to 12% in terms of after adding, so I guess it would be very easy to cross 500 crores in the second half of the year, sir. Anyway, wishing you a fantastic year ahead, sir, and best wishes to the team AGI. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your wishes.
Thank you. Again. If you wish to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Nikhil Gada with AMCS Sales. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Nikhil.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So a few questions from my end. Firstly, sir, in the building materials segment results, that is the EBIT, is there some one-off because the margins look optically quite high? We have done around 9.2%, which we generally used to do 3-3.5%. So,
if you see, you know, one exception items are there. If you refer to the notes to the accounts, you know, it has a reference. We got some subsidies and the grants from the government which were relating to the pipes division. And we have, based on our accounting policies, we have accounted them as a part of other income. And since it was relating to the pipes division, which is being under slump sale, so the relevant amount has been shown under the discontinued operations. So this is stated in the notes to the accounts.
So I have referred to that, but there we have mentioned an amount of 38 CR, right? 38 crores. And
yes.
Is then that entire amount been accounted for in this particular quarter for building products?
Yes, yes. It has been accounted. So if you recall, if you see the profitability is still low even after that, because of the fact that we had a COVID shutdown twice in the year, and during those COVID periods, whenever the factory production drops, the fixed cost absorption goes down. So 38 crore, as you rightly said, has been accounted in Q4 only.
So, if I remove that, then basically the division has done losses, operational losses, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Understood. So, okay, understood.
And, so, I think going forward, BPD will now not be part of this company.
No, sir, I understand because in spite of, if you have said that we have taken some shutdowns, the overall growth in building products still has been quite reasonable. It's around 30%. So, in that context, was there any loss of production because of this?
The loss of production happened in the quarter one when the COVID was there, and then that time, you know, we lost money.
But not in quarter four, the current quarter, right?
In the current quarter, it was slightly down because wave three impact was not that high, but it was there slightly in the market.
Okay, sir. Understood. Understood. So then the second question is, you know, in comments, Somaniji had mentioned in the presentation that we have done a volume growth of close to around 9-10% for the quarter in packaging division. And when we look at the value growth, it's only been around 4-5%. So the realization drop year over year, has it been because of a product mix thing? Because, you know, in a rising scenario of fuel cost, we were trying to pass on the higher prices, right? So just wanted to understand that.
I think that 10% volume increase is on a year-on-year basis.
Oh, it's not for a quarter.
Yeah, I don't know. It's for the year-on-year basis, 10% volume increase.
If you can help me with what we have done for the quarter.
Oh, I don't have a figure right now. I can get back to you on this.
Oh, okay, sir. Okay. And since I think now that we have removed, you know, the building product division to shield the slump sale, we have added an investment property of around 410 crores in our balance sheet.
Yes.
So what sort of EBIT numbers will make over there in terms of the lease, you know?
Cost? So we expect the overall rentals, which will be form of EBITDA, should be around 20-21 crores annually.
Okay, understood. Understood. Okay. And then, sir, just a few questions, you know, on the balance sheet as well as the cash flow because of the changes that we have done. So the CapEx cost, when I look at from a cash flow perspective, it's around 430 crores, if my number is right, around 482 crores that we have seen the changes. But I assume that the specialty glass packaging CapEx was around 220 to 240 crores. So the additional CapEx cost, can you help me? What is the additional CapEx cost for?
So we are setting up additional some decorative lines also because, you know, when you go into high-end perfumery, so customers would like to give the value-added service also to him. So, you know, these are, you know, additions there which is there. And then apart from it, we had a full relining of furnaces which was there. So on all these accounts, that CapEx is at 482.
So, sir, this additional, you know, value addition, is there additional capacity over and above this 154 TPD that we have?
No, the capacity remains at 154. So basically, you know, if let's say customer Rajesh, can you just explain, you know, what can be the decorative things, you know, like what all facilities?
Okay. See, when we say 154, it is only the bare glass. But you see, in these perfumery, cosmetic, high-end liquor, beyond the glass, there are a lot of decorations and coloring and a lot of other things are there which adds a lot of value to the glass. So all the customers, they prefer not only a specialty glass, but along with that, they want a decoration and all those things also. So we have also put up along with this because our customers and the market have pushed us to so that we can supply them the total package rather than just a bare glass. So it's not like that that bare glass will not be sold. Bare glass will also be sold, but along with that, decoration will also be sold where the margins are much, much better and the total supply chain, the total value chain will be able to, we are able to grab that.
Okay, sir. Understood. So then in that case, the asset turns which we were saying would be around 0.8, 0.7, 0.8, if my memory serves me right. With this additional 400, now that the entire CapEx cost is around 400 crores, what sort of revenue potential we sort of envisage from this entire?
See, if we talk about the number of the bare glass, if we talk about the only bare glass, we expect that the revenue will be close to around 250 crores.
Okay.
And if the decoration number is also added up, because decoration is a very subjective and a very peculiar, it is not easy because there is no such capacity. Even one bottle can use the multiple type of machines which can be there. So it depends upon the type of decoration is there. But we still hope that maybe around, depending upon our 100% capacity utilization, we may add up 50 crores more on the decoration part. But then it is all subjected to requirement and the type of orders and the market demand which we are going to get it.
So basically, more or less, we should do 300 crores on a best case scenario.
We can do. We may not, but we can do.
And the payback would be 5 years, which was earlier we had predicted for this.
Yeah.
Understood. So I just have one or two more questions. Do you want me to ask right now, or should I come back?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. So then, just on the cash flow statement itself, you know, when I look at the inventory changes and the overall working capital changes, I just wanted to understand, is the FY21 numbers restated, or they are like as it is, and FY22, we have done only the restatement for the building products?
So these are numbers which have been posted by discontinued operations because the rest of the things have been transferred. So balance sheet is net of building product division.
But for FY21, it includes building products, right?
Yes.
So since when I look at the inventory changes for FY22, and when I look at it from compared from the balance sheet perspective, there's a, you know, maybe I should take this offline, but then the gap is around 60, 70 odd crores.
Yeah, I think that is a much, you know, high level of reconciliation which you will have to, you know, do. Because whenever there is a transition in the balance sheet, you know, you have to create that. Maybe we can offline help you on this.
Sure, sir. Sure. I'll come back in. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks.
Thank
you. Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Praveen Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, please.
Hello. Yeah.
Yes,
yes. Sir. Just wanted to know, you know, after this transfer of the gross block, what will be the impact on depreciation? How much will it reduce annually?
So we have given this guidance. If you see, you know, the depreciation should be lower by odd 30-35 crores. But when we are seeing a depreciation which is right now, which is appearing for the entire year is 9900 crores. So, you know, that is expected to continue. So this is a residual depreciation which is there.
No, I didn't get it. It will reduce by 30-35 crores, correct?
Yes.
Aggregate depreciation as compared to this year.
Yeah, if you see our results, continuing operations, the depreciation is 9 crores.
Yeah.
Okay. So that level is up, is netting off after netting off the building product division. So this is a depreciation which will continue subject to additional equity.
Okay. And sir, when do we expect this entire money to come to us, because advance of 109 and the balance?
Majority, almost 90% money has already come in. Balance is the final settlement procedures.
Okay, and you know we have already repaid the debt, or we in Q1 we are expecting to cost to.
We have paid a term debt of around 360 crores after in the month of April, and balance money, you know, as we are getting, you know, it's being adjusted in the working capital. We are paying the working capital.
So the entire impact of 700 crores will come only in Q2, from Q2 onwards, the reduction in the interest cost.
By the end of quarter one, you will see everything settled.
But the impact of the full interest will come only in Q2, correct?
Yes, because majority of this money has been paid in the month of April itself.
So 300 crore is paid, and you are saying, so the out of the, you know, we have 1159, so 300 is paid, and the rest 400 will be paid during this quarter. Am I correct in my understanding?
No, I'll just summarize this in a comment. The total consideration is now at 700 crores, of which 100 we received before 31st March itself.
Okay.
And from rest of the amount, we have received total of around 610 crores, 605 crores as on date. So balance we are getting as the settlement procedures are happening.
So the entire 600 crores, 9 crores, which we have received, has been paid back to the, you know, in terms of the payback to the loans, correct?
It has used either to pay the term loan or to reduce the working capital debt.
Working capital, okay. And lease rent, you have already said it will be, you know, around 20 crores, and this lease rent impact is not there in the current March 22 result, correct? Means this will happen only in this year.
Yes, because the scheme, the slum sale has been effective on the closing hours of this thing, so the rental started from that particular time.
Yeah. And sir, my last question is, sir, do we see the impact of there was a lot of talks about the single-use plastic and the guidelines, extended producer responsibility guidelines and things like that supposed to come in June, July of this year. So are we seeing any traction on that, or it is also, you know, like previous time, it will, you know, this bubble will bust out? And it means, do we see the additional demand which is coming up, moving up from the plastic bottles or PET bottles in food and pharma specialty, you know, food and pharma segment, coming to the glass segment? How do you see it?
So may I request Rajesh if you can take this, please?
Yes, there is a lot of hype, and in this hype, there is little bit of steam and little bit of content regarding the shifting of plastic to the, not glass, but shifting of plastic to the alternate material. And glass has a possibility to capture that part. Globally, there is a lot of pressure on a sustainability, and a lot of companies are doing it, and there is a chance. But unfortunately, we may not be able to tap the full potential of this change, because our plants are already operating at a very, very high capacity utilization. So whatever the numbers we are doing today, so probably on a volume-wise, we will be same and maybe little few percentage here and there better than that, because our capacity utilization is very high. But certainly it carries a potential for the future growth. And as a company, as a part of the strategic group, we will be certainly looking into this opportunity of hoping to tap these numbers, which may come in the near future.
Okay. And sir, you know, since you have answered it, so it raises another question. How do we look at capacity expansion from here on? Because we are already at very high capacity utilization. So organically or inorganically, are we looking at, because as you rightly said, means we, there is no headroom left in capacities. Should these opportunities come, or in normal growth also, looking at the way the demands for alcohol, beer, wine and food grade glass bottles are increasing, we need to increase our, ramp up our capacity, correct?
We have been registering quite an impressive growth in the last few years. So obviously, we all the times are quite vigilant in capturing organic and inorganic growth opportunities. We, from time to time, we have been keeping all these opportunities in front of our board and subjected to the approval of our board. So these capacities or these opportunities will be moved further. And once the board approves, we will be more than happy to share our plan and strategic steps to the rest of the people.
Thank you, sir.
There is 154 ton new furnace was an initiative in this direction. And then we are also taking initiative to, whenever the furnace is coming for a relining the next year, in the next 12 months or so, we may invest to increase the size of furnace so that the capacity also goes high on the same side. That is more productive also, and without incurring, you know, a major expense on, you know, all the ancillaries, we should be able to increase some tonnages.
Oh, great, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, again, if you wish to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from the line of Vipul Shah with RW Equity. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, on an excellent set of numbers. Fundamentally, sir, I had two questions. Hello, can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, please go ahead. Yeah,
yeah. So just taking on from the earlier participant where, you know, where the company mentioned that you have a 20 crore sort of a lease rental which will come on a 400 crore block, which yields us 5%, whereas, you know, our cost of capital is, rather I would say cost of debt is around 6.5%. So fundamentally there is a very high level of capital inefficiency built in this model, unless, you know, the rental more than compensates us for the extra borrowings which we are doing. So how does the company, sir, plan to address that? So that is first question, sir. Second question is, obviously, sir, you know, I would say AGI is one of the best run glass packaging companies in the country. And if there is an opportunity, probably, you know, from the insolvency laws to look at, you know, our bigger competitor. So is the company open to sort of evaluate this opportunity? Thank you.
Thank you. So I think on the second question, I can't make a response today because we are bound by certain confidentialities. So I can't speak more than that.
Just wanted to check, you know, that the company is willing to look at that opportunity. That is what I just wanted to understand.
So,
is it a no-go?
I have already made a response there. So we are bound by certain confidentiality, so we can't make a response there. Second, on the first point is, all this lease rentals, you know, they have been worked basis number of strategic things. So these are not lease rentals relating to leasing out of a small, you know, real estate.
So these are lease rentals relating to land and building structures. And this all has been worked out based on third-party independent valuations and also on an arm-length basis. In a short run, you know, when you see in general a real estate market, there is a subset of a return which comes in the form of the lease rentals, and majority of it comes from the revaluation of the assets over a period of time. So what I can answer here is that all these lease rentals, they are at arm length. Point number one, they have been based on the independent valuation report, and the lease rentals have also been approved by the shareholders of both the companies.
Yeah, but if I were to look at it dispassionately, sir, the company would be better off than hiving this whole real estate to the to the person who's or to the user of the real estate. That would be much more capital efficient, sir, for the company.
So it is not only a question of capital efficiency. There are a number of strings attached to many things. Because the value of the real estate, the unlocking value, depends on number of conditions. So that's why I think we took this call that we should give it on a lease. So long-term interest of the land is protected, and over a period of time, we see that we should be able to unlock that value over a period of time, not in the immediate future.
Sir, one more question which I had is on this 154 tons per day new initiative. If I may, sir, who would we be competing with in India in this area? Because one of our other small competitors also has sort of announced a plan for a new furnace. So just wanted to understand the competitive scenario here, sir.
Yeah, sure. Rajesh, may I request you to answer this?
May I know who has announced the furnace, please?
Another listed company, sir, has also announced, plans in their subsidiary for, a new furnace.
Okay. The market of specialty glass, the cosmetic glass, is very high. And we are there. I think there is enough room for everybody to be there. Before us, Piramal is there in this line, and they are doing quite well, and they are one of the most successful company in the glass, specialty glass industry in the whole world. So we hope so that we are capturing this new area of growth, and this will take us to the newer height where we will be exposed and we will have a place in the world market. So we are not bothered about the new anybody announcing, because we have our own strength of running the glass industry in a very professional way. And it's not only the furnace or the other investments which account for the success of anything. There is a whole ecosystem which is required and which already we have, and we are building further. There are the design centers and best practices and all other things are there. And in our 154, we have invested in the best of the technology which is available in the world. And so we are quite comfortable and sure. And we also having a very high credibility in the glass market. So we hope to be very successful in this business. Competition is very good. If at all the competition comes, it keeps all the things live. And this competition will make even India as a better place, and the Western countries will look India as the good alternate for production and export of specialty glass to those markets.
That was very helpful, sir. And, I think the entire investor community recognizes the fact that Team AGI is one of the best run glass companies, I would say not only in India, but, probably much wider. So congratulations for this, and thank you so much.
Sir, your remarks motivate us, and we will try to do the best for all our stakeholders.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Nikhil Gada with AMCS Sales. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the follow-up, sir. So just a question on the packaging division margins. Definitely we understand that the fuel costs have been running very high. But in a situation where we are already running at close to peak utilizations, don't we have that benefit of picking and choosing our customers and being able to pass on the prices to the customers who are willing to accept it? Or do you think that that level of comfort is still not there for us as a manufacturer?
Mr. Sikka, shall I...
Go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this question, and thank you very much for the concern also.
Yeah.
But we are in the business of making money, but consistently. So short-term gains are okay. We can do that. We are always on a lookout where we can always make more money, but we should be able to make it consistently. With our marketing policies and marketing strategies, we carry a high level of credibility with the customer. And in the high capex industry, like a glass industry, where the customer backup is very, very important, because if you are not running with the full capacity utilization or a very high capacity utilization, it leads to a lot of problem, which we have seen in a COVID period also. So we do look into these perspectives in a very micro level and see that how we can increase our margin, but not at the cost of underutilization of our capacity, or where there is a little bit of doubt in the future capacity utilization. So we will take your factor in account, and we will make sure that whatever best can be done to increase our price margin, we will do it. And we are already doing it also. And that is the reason we are submitting our impressive growth numbers and high margin numbers to the investors.
So then are we saying that FY23 numbers in terms of on a full year basis, the margins would be much better than what we have done in FY22?
That is our all the time target efforts and consistent strategies are there to give the numbers better than what we have delivered already.
Understood, sir. Understood. That was very helpful. So just two small questions. I think you mentioned that the term debt has reduced to 360 crores. So from FY20 to 860 crores, that has gone down to 360, right?
So no, I think 360, we have paid off 360 crores of term debt in the month of April 2022.
Okay, we have paid up 360 crores. So around 400 odd crores or 500 odd crores is still there in that context.
Yes.
Understood. And so just lastly, we also had an insurance claim benefit. And when I look at, so I wanted to understand whether this was also adjusted as part of our other income.
Yes, but this is relating to packaging product division. So that has been clarified in the notes. If you see the note, other income 7 and 8 to the results.
Understood, sir. But then, are both the adjustments done in 4Q numbers or,
Q4 number only.
But then when I look at our numbers, then there is other income of only 21 crores. So it does not add up. That's what I was just trying to.
So if you see the other income relating to the subsidy relating to the pipes is not part of the continuing operation. So that is in the other income because the format which is there, so the other income is not there in the discontinued operations.
Okay, sir. Fair enough. Understood, sir. Yeah, that would be all from here. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing remarks.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us in the call today. So I think we have been, building a lot of efficiency into our business operations. Mr. Khosla has spoken about it. And this activity is a continuing activity at our end to both increase our volumes, build efficiency, improve realization, and also to focus on a product mix which will see the best of the results on both on the top and at the bottom line. So with this, I can assure you the going forward, the numbers and the volumes and other things, they look good. And with that assurance, based on the current market conditions, thank you everybody for joining again.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.